For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figure of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Take it again. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into where heaven itself now to appear in the presence of God for us. So, like we said last time, it's not saying that there is one Baba in a secret temple after Mercury or after Pluto, where Jesus took his blood to, or at the back side of the moon or of the sun. Thank you. Whom Jesus went to beg with his blood, but he went into heaven that he might manifest or exhibit or show or impact the presence of God to us. Jesus went into heaven so that he might manifest, so that he might exhibit, so that he can show, and so that he can impact the presence of God unto us. So now we have his presence. Glory to God. So we have his presence. That means we have the Holy Ghost. We are full of God. We are God full. And like I told you last time, God is in us with all his character. Say, God is in me with all his character. God is in me with love. He is in me with forgiveness. He is in me with patience. He is in me with long suffering. He is in me with all his character. God is in me with all his fullness. Hope you understand that when I'm saying God is in you with all his character, I am not saying God is here. So God is now attaching. God now has a wig called love. He has a boxer called forgiveness. He has a what? Why are you laughing now? He has a ring called and long suffering. He has a goatee called what? Call patience. He has a chain, labor, a big chain. Call what? Call peace, call joy. No. Call temperance. No. We are saying God in us is love to men. God in us is joy in tribulation. God in us is patience in circumstance. God in us is gentleness. God in us is meekness to men. God in us is long-suffering in preaching the gospel. Are you with me? No, God is just enough. Say, God is enough. Say, God is enough. Thank you. Go to Mark 12. Mark 12, 28. Mark 12, 28. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceived that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? The word first there is a Greek word protos, P-R-O-T-O-S. It means first in order of importance, P-R-O-T-O-S, protos. What is the first in the order of importance of the commandments? Somebody was asking Jesus, which one is primary? Which one is first? Which one ranked first in priority of the commandments? And verse 29, and Jesus answered and said unto them, the first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. So based on that, 30, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and all thy strength. This is the first commandment. So don't forget, where are you to love the Lord your God? Your heart, not works. Okay? Don't forget Romans 10, with the heart man believeth, right? With the heart, man believeth. So the only possible action of the heart is either faith or unbelief. The only possible action of the heart is either faith or unbelief. So today, glory to God, God has put himself in our spirits by the Holy Ghost. We have believed the gospel. He has put himself in our spirit by the Holy Ghost. And in our mind by the teaching ministry. Let me say it again. Let's relax. God has put himself. Don't forget, heart actually comprises of his spirit and mind, right? The spirit and the soul. We call, that is the constituent of man's existence. Pastor Jeremy taught that. So, heart consists of what? Spirit and soul. So, when we say God is in your heart, the heart has, let me say, two compartments. We call it spirit and what? Mind. So, God is in your mind. How? Thank you. Mind. By teaching ministry. Thank you. But God is your spirit. By who? By the Holy Ghost. Amen? You get that? That means, in my mind, God is there because of what I have learned. The appeal of God is in my mind. The appeal of God. The sufferings of Christ is the appeal of God. The appeal of God is in my mind by the teaching ministry. That's what he was saying. Just put your hand in that place. Right to Matthew 11, 28. Sorry, I wait for you. Oh, welcome, mommy. Matthew 11, 28. The appeal of God is in my mind. The appeal of God is on our mind. Matthew 11, 28. Well done. Come unto me, all ye that was labor and are heavy laden. What will happen? I will give you rest. That's faith. Come unto me, all ye that labor, heavy laden, I will give you rest. That is what? Say faith. That's faith. That's faith. But now see the next verse, 29. That is, of course, that's faith. 29 now says, take my yoke upon you and what? And learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. That is trust. That is the teaching ministry. You come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. That is faith. Learning of me is trust. You will only learn of a man you trust. Learning of God is trust, which is the teaching ministry. You know, some people, they have faith in Christ for eternal life, but they don't trust his teaching for their life. That ought not to be. Are you with me? Some people, they have faith in Christ for eternal life, but they don't want to trust God to conduct in their conduct. How do you treat your wife? You want to treat your wife the same way your grandfather treated his wife. Are you with me? They don't trust God enough. So don't worry, anytime my father is angry, until they offer... Oh God, palm wine on one stool at the back of our house, it does not relax. Therefore, I don't take nonsense. If you don't take nonsense, stay on your own. Don't marry. Hallelujah. So some people, yes, they are convenient with believing God for eternal salvation. But you see the way some bosses treat their workers. You know that these people, they have not learned of him. They are far from it. And if you look at the same gospel, for instance, Ephesians chapter 6, Colossians chapter 4, you will see masters treat your servants well. Give them that which is just and equal. James chapter 4 said the same thing. That means we don't only allow God in our spirit, we allow God where? In our mind, we learn of him. God in our spirit, we believe the gospel. God in our mind, the teaching ministry, we learn of him. Shen Gomi. That's to Yoruba people. Are you hearing me? Others? Little saints. Okay, verse, go back to Mark 12 now, 31. So to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, that will be faith. Faith with all your heart is faith in the gospel. Mark 12, 31. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Amen, amen. So the question now is, how do you love your neighbor as yourself? Where does it happen? Now that's the question. Most times, people will leave what God is saying. You start arguing. Can we actually love our neighbor as ourselves? Very relevant Bible study. I've seen a Bible study that they are saying, okay, how can we love our neighbor as ourselves? That means if I have every 100 naira I have, I must what? Give my neighbor 50 naira. When you don't read very well, you just assume. And come on, see verse 32. And the scribe, please pay attention, said unto him, well, master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God and none other but he. 33. And to love him with what? All the heart and with all the understanding. What's that? What is understanding there? Mind, right? So to love him with all the heart is what? Faith. To love him with all the understanding is what? Trust. You understand? Faith and what? Trust, right? Times I don't only trust God for eternal life, I trust his teachings, right? Now see, and with all the soul and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than what? All of burnt offerings and sacrifices. Glory to God. Wow. Now, can you see that truth was not hidden from men until epistles came? This is somebody that has never met Paul, that has never met the writer of the book of Hebrews, and he just quoted Hebrews chapter 10 before Hebrews 10 was written. You get me? He said to love God with your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself is more than the what? All burnt offerings and sacrifices. Later, the writer of Hebrews now later said, in sacrifice and burnt offering and sacrifice for sin, thou woundest not, for you have no pleasure therein which are offered by the law. Which was, of course, a quotation. That means, think about it, nothing was hidden from man. Why people seem legalistic in the days of Jesus was man's unwillingness to search out God. Man's unwillingness to search out God. It was not hidden from them. Nothing was hidden from man. In fact, if anything was hidden, it was the fellow prophet that were trying to conceal things like Moses. He makes his ways known to Moses and his act known to the children of Israel. That's Moses' deeds. When he's saying Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord, but the ones that are revealed are us. That's Moses that is revealing it. Go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. Ephesians 3:9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which was hid from the beginning of the world. Sorry, which from the beginning of the world has been hid where? In God. Say hid in God. Say if I search God, I will see it. Very simple. It's simply saying that this revelation has a strict perimeter. It's only found in God. So people who don't know, it's not because Paul has not come. It's because they refuse to us to search. You got that, brethren? That means when you search out God, you will find Jesus there. That's why. So in that say, who created all things by Jesus Christ? That means when you search out God, you will find Jesus there. Go back to Mark 12:34 then. Go back to Mark 12:34. So when the guy answered that way, when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, that means wisely. That's what that word means, prudently or wisely. He said unto him, thou what? Art not far. Hallelujah. Say, thou art not far. That implies what? A journey in God. Are you with me? Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. Praise God. I hope if I ask you an exam that explain the term a journey in God, can you explain right now? Hello? Can you explain? Huh? You should be able, okay? I'll give you several references to this, that there is a journey in God. I'm not saying salvation is a journey, but there's a journey in God that ends in salvation. Are you with me? Are you with me? That means there's a journey. Let me use the word for the universal man, that he will have to learn to take off his old knowledge, unlearn, relearn, that he might arrive at the intention of God. Now, see this man right now. Jesus said, you have answered well, so you are not far from it. That means if he continued in sincerity, what will happen? He will later believe the gospel. Are you getting me, brethren? I'm not saying salvation is a journey, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. 1 John 4, verse 11. But rather, there's a journey that leads in salvation. So, of course, this topic is still love and self, part 2. So, that means the way you show your love towards God is to love men. How do I show my love towards God? You love men. You learn of God and you love men. 1 John 4, 11. To showing love to God, towards God, is to love man. 1 John 4, 11. Please, everybody open this. Help me. Help me. Help me. You know, how many of you in the beginning of when you first came in contact with teaching ministries like, let me say, Pastor Nainka, or also people that teach like this, how many of you find it difficult to follow the first time, first second time, or it was so boring, find it difficult? Let me see, and lots of you, right? Huh? It was confusing, right? Looks boring, looks so lethargic, looks so this one killer too. I'll be letter killer too. I'll be something like that, right? You know why I'm just saying that? I'm looking at IG right now. The way she was, one hand she's opening by, one hand she's writing. No, now she can multitask, right? So that means you must continue for you to fall in love with it. Are you with me? If you give up at that earlier stage, that what type of problem is this? You will remain like that. So can you see that even a man at age 60 can still learn, can still do medicine and surgery? Atola is doing, come and try now. Abi? He can. That is man. Sir Grace, you can have 5 PhD if you want to. What did she say? Anyway, we know. Anyway, looks funny, but I'm still saying, whatsoever man has set in his ass to do. Unless if you have not set it there. All those guys are about Hastings. Where do you think they discovered those theory? You think when they are 20 years old? Isaac Newton. So, like, I'm just trying to say, you have to get close to fall in love. The beginning of everything is like this. That is also where sincerity comes into play. Let me say it again. Sincerity. The beginning of everything, almost everything. Most of you, I know someone like Stephen very well. When you are young, they will beat you. Go to school. Bam! I'm not going. Go. Bam! Beat you. So he said, you will beat you. Amen. Even, let me use the word, even in marriage, the first few months will still be difficult. A lot of adjustment. So you now go to church. The first day was difficult. You gave up. Why did you give up on your marriage? Or the first day you will enter further math class and they tell you that in this class the square root of -1 is operator J. because it's not your field now. But that's in, I can't forget that day. It was actually in electrical circuit theory class. Now you say, well, in your proper, in your secondary school, no, divine, you really want to attend that, you know, attend that, to intimidate us. He said, in your secondary school, what is one times one? I say, what is it? One. What is one divided by one? One. What is the square root of one? One. What is the square root of minus one? It's less than impossible. Say, okay. From today's first in this class, the square root of minus one is operator J. Bah. You have to be like this. All the man economists that just got to the gets to class say, well, all of you can see you, Otundos, Jambites. Well, my name is Professor or so. Well, if you have not heard of me, let me introduce myself. In my course, A is for God. B is for myself and my family. C is for the genius. D is for the serious students. I now wonder what remains for you. I got 43 in that course. 43. Almost the lowest. Why? That is the law of Moses. That is accusation. Oppression. Like, I could not even study it again. At least somebody like my wife, without saying, it's going to be sweet now. Say she loves it. Ah, how do you love it? Ignominies. Hallelujah. And the thing is simple compared to our other calculations. So, but the way they have just shielded everything in mystery. Ah! Hallelujah. So to you, Father Master, does not even make sense at all? Now get to Laplace theorem. Amen. Fourier series. Jacobi. Glory, glory, glory. So, where am I? What am I saying? If you gave up on the first day, you won't be called a doctor. You will become a plantation ship. How do I call you now? Hallelujah. Okay, sorry, nutritionist, right? You won't be called that. Food tech. Saying, understanding God, there's a progression. There's a journey. If I give up, I'll be a gunner. That's the point. So don't give up, okay? I'm saying, none of us started like this. The first day I read the spiritual man by Watchman Nee. Yeah! What is this? Read 2 pages, my head was aching. I dropped it for 2 years. I came back in 2 years' time. It was now, then I now started from normal place. Started from Kenyon. Started from Kenneth A again. Later, I now came back. Okay. Because that man, almost every line, spirit. You know, the first day I heard that from Romans 1 to Romans 16, that God, there is no spirit of God in everything. Yeah, that all the spirit there is spirit of man. And from verse 1, you see spirit. Of course, I think Romans 1, 8, 11 is different. 1 John 4, verse 11. So therefore, that's just an interlude to tell you that it may look like this in the beginning. Even Eric Tito graduated. So there is nothing impossible for man. Hallelujah. And very soon, by the power of the Holy Ghost, he will move to ministers in training. Just like this. Oh God. So man, you are created God ready. That's what I'm saying. You are created to learn of God. Don't say I can't. You can. You can be smart in the word, fluent in the Holy Ghost. You can. Say I can. So just devote your time. Thank you. Sorry for that interlude. 1 John 4 verse 11. Beloved, if God so love us, the topic is still love and self, part 2, we ought also to love one another. Verse 12. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected where? In us. Say his love perfected in us. 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us. Are you looking at your Bible? Come on. Because he has given us of his spirit. Glory to God. Now, see 14 now. And we have seen and we do testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we know, we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Let's read 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Glory to God. Now let's read 20 and 21 together. Thank you. If a man say, I love God. Come on, let's read together again. If a man say, I love God and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brothers also. Exactly. So that means, how do we know you love God? You love men. How you treat men shows your faith in God. It shows how much you have learned of God. Don't forget faith and trust. Faith and trust. Faith, you believe the gospel. Trust, you learn of the gospel. So your relationship with men will be a function of faith and trust. Faith in the gospel, faith in God, believing the gospel, trust, learning of God. And the result will cause you to love men. See, he who loveth God loveth his brothers also. So the real tool of rebellion against God is hatred towards men. That's the point. That's what I'm trying to say since. The real true tool, T-O-T-O-O-L, the real tool of rebellion against God is hatred towards men. Hatred. Hatred towards men. This is why in most places where we see unbelief, we also see wrong conducts. That's the point. That is why in most places where we see unbelief, we also see wrong conducts. Romans 1 verse 28, Galatians 5 from verse 18, it's all there. You know, when you want to rebel against God, you cannot see God to fight, for instance, right? So who do you face? You face men. E.g. now, when Hitler was angry with everybody, with God and everybody, who did he face? He faced Israel, he faced the whole world. Okay. Let me teach you something. And we'll take a trip through the old scripture again before we conclude. So, as touching faith for salvation, you believe and you confess, right? That means you believe in your heart, right? And you confess. Don't forget, I asked you a question the other time. I said, how do you love your neighbor? Ask yourself. Ask yourself. So, the question is, how did you love God? You believed, right? Are you with me? You believed and you confessed, right? Okay, now follow me. So, since faith in God is of the heart, love for men is also from the heart. Since faith in God is from the heart, love for men is also from the heart, from the unseen to the seen. That is what James 2 calls the work of faith, from the unseen to the seen. When he was saying faith is made perfect by works, he's saying from the unseen to the seen. That means unseen, faith, seen, works. of faith, which is love. Now go to Genesis 6, verse 9, verse 5. Please be fast, just be reading a lot of scriptures. Shelley Meyer, what have we learned in this church? But if your name is even Old Testament, Father gave you that name because of the who's at? Okay, Genesis 6 verse 5. And God saw the, please look at all the scripture, okay? Just help me. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Say thoughts. Now, this thought of the heart, is it thought towards God or thought towards men? Let me ask again. How do men fight God? They rebel against men. Or pass against the men that speaks God's word. Okay, see 1 Chronicles 28, 9. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. Please be fast. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imagination of the thoughts. Say thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be fond of thee. If thou seek him, he will be fond of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee for off forever. Chapter 29, verse 18. Be fast. Same 1 Chronicles 29, 18. Just keep reading. Just follow. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the hearts of thy people, and prepare their hearts unto thee. Go to Psalm 10. In the imagination of the thoughts of the hearts of the of thy people, and prepare their hearts unto thee. Thoughts. This is love and self. Psalm 10, verse 1. Why standeth, let me wait for you so I can read this one together. I'll read verse 1. Ensure your neighbor is reading. Ensure your neighbor is looking at his Bible. You read verse 2 for me, then we proceed like that. Psalm 10, let me read verse 1. Why stand thou afar, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Verse 2, come on. That you have imagined. See that word, imagine. For the wicked boasted of his heart's desire, and blessed the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. Yes, for? Not in all his what? Thoughts, right? Are you reading, guys? Thank you. Let me read. Verse 5. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgment are far above. Please, in that verse 4, you can write bracket there, put a journey in God there. You can see that in verse 4 too. You just know that in your heart. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he profits at them. Yes, verse 6. Where did he say it? In his heart, right? Thank you. Okay, next verse. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. Next verse. Thank you. So where does it start from? Thoughts, right? And you see, is that your Bible? Are you looking at it? Okay, where does it start from? Thoughts, right? Imaginations, right? But what are we seeing here now from verse 8? We are seeing actions. Thank you, sir. Now we are seeing actions. Wrong actions towards men. Let me read verse 9. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. Verse 10. Come on. He had said in his heart, God had forgotten. He hided his face. He will never see it. 12. 13, wherefore does the wicked contempt God? He has said where? In his heart, thou will not require it. Verse 14. Break thou the arm of the wicked and evil men, and seek out his kindness till thou find none. For 16. Okay, read 17, please. Come on. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou will prepare their hearts that cause their ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and oppress, that the man of the heart may no more oppress. Amen, amen. Psalm 56. 56 verse 5. Shelemiah, don't take away the eternal life of your mom. Come on. Psalm 56 verse 5. Are you there, brethren? Thank you. Let's read. Every day they rest my words, all their thoughts are against me for evil. Go to Isaiah. Come on. Isaiah 55 verse 8. This is also talking about rebellion. This is not for the new creation. Let's read 8 and 9 together. Thank you, guys. For ensure you are ready, open your mouth. Come on, that is one of the tools of the teaching ministry. Repetition is one of the tools of the teaching ministry to help you learn to say it, not just to read it, to see it, to say it. Want to go, guys? Yes, sirs. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts. Say, this is not for us. Your thoughts are his thoughts. Are you with me? Because he told you to learn of me. Remember? Matthew 11, 28. Learn of me. But he said these people that my thoughts are not their thoughts. My ways are not my ways. So he started from thoughts to ways. Say from thoughts to ways. So it's not for the new creation. Because we have his spirit in us already. And we are learning of him. Glory to God. Say God's thoughts are my thoughts. Say for his spirit is in my heart. And his learning is in my mind. Say, God's thoughts are my thoughts, for his spirit is in my heart, and his learning is in my mind. No, I wish you can just get a song from that. His thoughts are my thoughts, for his spirit is in my heart, and his learning is in my mind. See Isaiah 65 verse 1. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am fond of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. Let's read verse 2. Come on, guys. I have spread out my hands all day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. Thinking. Isaiah 66 verse 18. We soon leave the Old Testament. Come on, don't get tired. For I know their works and their thoughts. Because that is their thoughts and their works. Thoughts results to works. It shall come that I would gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. Amen, amen. Jeremiah 4 verse 14. Come on. Jeremiah 4, verse 14. Don't get tired. Open your Bible. You're on a journey of understanding. It will look like this in the beginning until you fall in love. Imagine Jesus teaching for 3 days. If what will happen to you? 3 days teaching. 3 days. Amen. Come on. Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 14. Oh Jerusalem, wash thy heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? That's serious. Say vain thoughts. I'm saying it again. The expressions of all these vain thoughts is towards men. Now, Jeremiah 6 verse 19. The topic is still love and self. Jeremiah 6, verse 19. Hear, O heart, and behold, I will bring evil upon these people, even the fruit of their thoughts. Evil is the fruit of their thoughts. The same way as John 3, 18, John 12, verse 48, 49, there. Evil is the fruit of their thoughts. For by thy words, thou shalt be justified, and thy words, thou shalt be condemned. That's Matthew 12. For a good man, out of a good treasure. Okay, I'm still going there. Sorry, why am I rushing? So, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor my to my law, but rejected it. So, please write this down. So, pleasing God starts from our thinking. So, pleasing God starts from where? Our thinking. See our thinking. Say, pleasing God starts from our thinking. Say, so as loving men. Okay, go to the New Testament, Matthew chapter 9, verse 1. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came to his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, laying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the Pharisees said within himself, This man blasphemeth. Verse 4, let's read together. Thank you, sirs. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Why think you evil in your hearts? So that's their hatred towards Jesus. We saw it in their unwillingness for that man to be healed. Are you with me? They saw, in the way the guy of us to be healed and to be forgiven, they saw, their hatred towards Jesus. We saw it in their unwillingness for that man to be forgiven and healed. So that means when you start rebelling against God, it will appear in your what? Relationship to man. To man. Come on, Matthew 12. I'm beyond 60% already. Abi? No, that's quite 55 share. Matthew 12 verse 1. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were hungry. Of course, and hungered. That's KJV for you. And began to pluck the ears of the corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. What is their problem? Somebody is hungry and was eating. Say, why are you eating? Why are you plucking on the Sabbath day? They were hungry, guy. See verse 9. See Matthew 12, verse 9. And when he was departed thence, he went to their synagogue. And behold, there was a man which had a withered hand. And he asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day that they might what? Accuse him. Come on, look at the Bible. Verse, where now? Verse 11. And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a sheep or into a pit on the Sabbath day, will not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much more then is this man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day. Then said he to the man, Stretch forth thy hand, and he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like as the other. Verse 14. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. Abba. He's under batting ministry. Are you with me? What they do? Read verse 14 again, and maybe you skip that. Then the Pharisees went out and what? They held a what? A council. Like a council. That is like spreading gist about who is sent to bless you. They had a counsel against him, how they might destroy him. Praise God. Spreading gist among about men sent to bless you, about your leaders. It is wickedness. First Corinthians chapter 6. Men that are sent to bless you, you honor them. Don't hold a counsel against them. Ah! They act me too much in that place. Because you are hackable. Amen. It's so bad that, of course, I know that was not happening. My former, you see saints carry the matter of their church, their pastor's matter, to their place of work. Discussing, gisting. And you know, I said something. Like, someone like me now, most times I don't even entertain all sorts. Some people think that the best way to settle such things is to say, okay, come, bring your matter. I bring matter. Yeah, let's be doing Moses style. Abi, settling what? Issues. Settling quarrels. How long did Moses do it? Bible says he did it from morning till evening until he almost died. He almost died. Then get through and say, hey, Baba. Apparel. Sorry for that. Die, just die. It is weak Christianity to be settling issues every week. Let me show you something. See that 1 Corinthians 6. Come, let me say, as pastor, I must say my own. Say my own, you say your own. It's weak Christianity. Why not? Must you prove that you are right? That's the question. See 1 Corinthians 6, verse 1. Let's read together. I want to go, guys. Come on. Want to go? Yes. Dear any of you having a matter against another, go to the law before the unjust and not before the saints. Do you not know that the what? The saints shall judge the world. And if the whole world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Verse 3. Know you not that we shall what? Judge angels. How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church? Question mark. Here, question mark. Oh, you didn't get that. Did you get that conversation? I know. I said put it. He's saying, are you setting them to judge who are least esteemed in the church? It's a question mark. Because see next verse, I speak to your words. Your shame. Okay? So that verse 4 deserves a question mark after it. Well, I'll leave that for Bible interpretation. So, is it so that there is not a wise man among you? Can you see? Can you compare verse 5 and verse 4, brethren? Come on. Look at it. Look at it. Look at your Bible. Don't look at me. Come on. So, he's saying in verse 5 that, is there not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. That means, if you contrast that with verse 4, verse 4 is saying you are setting them to judge who are what? Least esteemed in the church. Instead of what? Setting who? The wise. That means verse 4 deserves a what? Question mark. Do you get that now? Pastor Joel, do you get that? Let's begin at it. Okay, so, sorry, that is not where I'm going. That is the interpretation. So you will think that that is the best way, right? That is the norm. That the norm is that was anytime I cough against Brother Raphael, what should we do? We call a council. Any day that me and Abraham Kim, we have another fallout. Pow, pow, pow. Who will I call? Well, you have to call somebody that's above me. Call Prophet Shamba. Amen. Come and settle. Everybody, let's read verse 6. Yes? But brother goes to the law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Verse 7. Now, therefore, there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law one with another. Why do ye not rather what? Take wrong. Why do you not rather suffer yourself to be what? Defrauded. Say that is love. Say that is love. Say forbearance. His love. That means at times, instead of let's settle the matter, can't you take being cheated? Didn't you cheat Jesus? You think judging every day, I will settle Okwe and Hillary, quarrel. Are we going to have time for Nathan Genesis? Glory to God. So he first, don't forget, you know, he told him in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, that I cannot speak unto you as unto what? Spiritual, right? But as unto carnal, even as unto who? Babes in Christ. So you guys are carnal. So he just said, okay, you are fighting. If I say, instead of going to court of appeal, where should you come to? Just tell brother, at least he has his wife. He has no nice goatee. Set him to judge you guys. And I said, but even so, self, can't you suffer wrong? Must you always prove that you are right? Tell your neighbor, must you always prove that you are right? Tell somebody else. Say, must you always prove that you are right? This is a serious matter. Stand up, go and tell somebody somewhere. Must you always prove that you are right? Say in the family of God, love is priority. Say it's not about being right, it's about remaining one. Abba. Amen. Pastor must hear. Pastor, why should pastor hear? Glory to God. This is God's kingdom. Romans 5 verse 5. For the love of Christ constrained. Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm considering Christ 5 verse. For the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. For when we are yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the godly. For scarcely for a righteous man, we won't die. Even peradventure for a good man, some will even dare to die. But God commended his law towards us in that when we are sinners, Christ died for us. When Jesus saw Peter, after Peter, before small saints, Peter denied Jesus, small saints. Before a lady is not a marriageable. Amen. Before a small girl, Peter said, I never knew what lie. In fact, Peter is married. When Jesus saw him, Peter, why do you do that? Is it me? I gave you fish. I gave you power. I gave you anointing. You slept on my breast. I'm sorry, that's John. You from my chest. What did he simply say? Peter, do you love me more than this fish? Go and preach the gospel. Say, oh. You're turning to romance. It is the compulsory thing is that the gospel progress. The compulsory thing is that the mission advances. Not that I am right. That is also one of the mistakes of some couples early in marriage. That is why people will end their marriage because of what? Toothpaste. Toothpaste! Sorry, Lauren. Thank you. Toothpaste. How much is your dowry? How much is the bride price? How much do you spend on the wedding? DJ, cake, decoration. What else? Bride shower, flower. Toothpaste. Everything versus toothpaste. How many years of courtship versus toothpaste? See? Must you always prove that you are right? Write in your notes, capital letter, Roman numeral, bold, italics, font size 30. Write it like love overlooks. Simple. Bold. And bold. Can you see that one? Love overlooks. That's your own. Look at your neighbors. Check. If it's not bold enough, say it right again. If ever is your own. Right. Right. Proverbs 10:11. Today I command all your spirits to give you a dream of and to be telling you in your dream repeatedly, I must not always have to be right or whatever. I don't have to be right. I'm not saying you should be wrong, but I don't have to prove my rights. Amen, amen. Not just for the sake of the ministry, but because that is God at work in you. Just hear this. So if you cannot overlook, don't bother to pastor and don't marry a pastor. Don't write that one down. Amen. You will learn to overlook. Overlook. Amen. Proverbs 10:11. Let me read verse 10. You read verse 12 for me. Thank you. Sorry. Let me read verse 11. You read verse 12. Proverbs 10. Let me read 11. You read verse 12. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. 12. Come on. Hatred steereth up strife, but love covereth all sins. Hallelujah. Praise God. So lots of you have had fallout with your previous friend for small, unreasonable reason. Even the reason has expired, but your hatred has not expired. You know, the toothpaste that caused that divorce, the toothpaste, at least it will have finished. Abi, at the end of the day, maybe that the man or the one, at least one of them will carry it to his own house and now finish it. Abi, now, toothpaste has finished. Can you not just come back together? The hatred will now outlive the toothpaste. Amen. I don't have this is my. Okay. Love covereth all sins. Of course, that is why everybody is hearing this. Of course, this is not a language that be offending somebody. Of course not. But you, for the sake of your own destiny, for the sake of your own future, you learn forgiveness. Learn forbearance. Learn not settling it. Learn letting go. Sometimes we think like some people, they determine our life. Somebody that is not paying your salary, your place of work, is carrying a rumor about you or is trying to gossip you, backbite you. You will now use that put that as your countenance to everybody. Transfer of what? Aggression. Are you with me? Come on. It's not, you have eternal life. You've got the Holy Ghost. You've got the gift of the Spirit. You've got the power of God. You have a ministry at hand. Why will you allow the odds of a cockroach to stop you? You know, remember, if you check my Facebook earlier this morning, remember what I wrote? Who checked? Yes, remember? How did I put it again? Not pastor, so today's not pastor. Okay. Don't allow past odds, past. Don't like to spoil your future. You now see Henry Titor will now come before you. A man full of the world, full of the Holy Ghost, full of good job, full of everything. Now come before you. You now be looking, you now be using the mindset of old issues to to relate with him. Somebody, it's as simple as you call somebody. He didn't pick first time, second time. When you now pick, a lot of you now spend the first 30 seconds. Why did you do pick my call? Where are you? What are you doing? Is he living your life? Are you with me? It's not living your life. Just relax. Nobody is accountable. Nobody is accountable to you, in quotes. I mean, get me right. Get that in context. Nobody must serve you. Just relax. I'm talking, please, about woman, what? Relationship, okay? Don't say I am not writing my exam that, Pastor, you have to, you can't say anything. Are you with me? Learn to overlook. Learn to overlook. Eye for an eye is not of God. Thank you. Matthew 12. Come on. Who wants to say Matthew 12? Verse 22. I've told you before that legalism magnifies hatred and selfishness. Remember? Legalism, right? When you are law-minded, I don't want to see all those people that you love for them and die. You know how they usually look? They look like second in command of the devil. Don't see them. Like they are looking for a demon in everyone. They fear girl. She has what? What if you now see imported? What will you say? Sadi is the new one now. Why should someone that is fine, pretty, why should that give you a thread? Why should that give you a thread? Why? So legalism, it will magnify it, it will amplify it. Hatred and selfishness, hypocrisy. Thank you. Matthew 12. Now let's keep reading from verse 22 now. Then was brought unto him one possessed with the devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him so much that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, this fellow does not what? Cast out devils, but by what? The Beelzebub, the prince of Asia. What is your issue? What is your issue? Someone just casting out demons. You, okay, go and cast out your own demon by a marine spirit. Just do your own first. No, it's really spirits. They keep thinking evil against Christ. Evil. Now, let me show you something. Please pay attention. Sit now. See verse 31. Evil against Christ. 31. Once again, guys. Wherefore, I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. But the blasphemy against the what? Holy Ghost. Shall not be forgiven unto men. Please read next verse, guys. Yes. Speak a word against Son of Man, forgive him. But whosoever speaks against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, but in the world to come. Listen. So he's saying, if you are speaking, if your attitude is against Christ. Let me explain again, though. I know I've explained this before countless times. When your attitude, your speaking is against the Christ, then that implies unbelief in the gospel. But if Jesus, listen, if Jesus is just any other man, then that is common hatred for men. But unfortunately, who you are hating now is who? a man that came to save you. Are you with me? Are you with me? So, the sin against the Holy Ghost is hatred for Christ in his redemptive office. But to hate Jesus as a man, maybe you don't like his eyes, you don't like his eyes, it's not too touchy, everything, it's no problem. But to hate me in my redemptive office, because the message of the Holy Ghost is the what? Is the risen Christ. Remember John 16? Remember John 16, right? I'm going to put this again. He will testify of me. He said, the Spirit of truth, that when he shall come, he shall testify of me. He will take of mine and show it unto you. He will show you things to come. So, say the message of the Holy Ghost is the risen Christ. Say the message, come on, of the Holy Ghost is Jesus in his redemptive office. Say, speaking against Jesus as a man, no problem. Say, but speaking against Jesus in his redemptive office, that's no forgiveness. You understand that? That means because you are what you are doing is you are speaking against forgiveness itself. That's a sin against the Holy Ghost. Is that clear, brethren? Is that clear again? So, see verse 34. Please look at it. Oh, generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Matthew 15. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand, not that which goeth into the mouth defieth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defieth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after these sayings? And he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be what? Shall be what? Rooted up. So what are we doing to the preachers of false gospel? Of course, by preaching, okay? Not by assassination. Verse 14. Let them alone. They be what? Blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Yep. 15. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. What did Jesus say again? And Jesus said, are you also yet without understanding? Oh, my God. 17. Do you not yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth, your food yesterday, ice cream, okodo, pepper soup, apple, IJ, Father Abraham, everything you ate yesterday, well, goeth into the belly. And where is this right now? Hallelujah. And it's cast out into the dross. That's why we shock it yesterday with the word. So that the word will now ensure it's there. Hallelujah. Say it's there. Say, because the word keeps it there. Say, Rema. Okay, sorry, that's better. Okay, come on, look at verse 18. But those things which proceed where? Out of the mouth, come forth from where? The heart, and they defy the man. 19, guys, want to go? For out of the heart proceed. What's the first thing? Evil thoughts. Say evil thoughts. Murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, blaspheme. 20. These are the things which defy a man, but to eat with unwashed and defy not a man. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Almost there, come on. 3 verse 1. Evil thoughts out of the that means your action is coming out from your meditation, from your thinking. Your bad actions against people, e.g. people who steal, they must have planned it. If the guy tries to escape, I will shoot him. He's thinking. It starts from thinking. Meditation. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may afflict us and be glorified, even as it is with you. Verse 2. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. What happened? For all men have not faith. Hallelujah. So why are they wicked in their conduct? They no faith in their hearts. So that's no faith in their hearts. See Luke 24, 34. Come on, come on, come on. We have seen thoughts in the Old Testament. Now we have seen thoughts in the New Testament. Give me 20 minutes, I'll be done. So also, when we see believers exhibit such, we teach them to learn of God. We teach them. Luke 24:36. As they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said, "Peace be unto you." But they were terrified. Are you looking at the Bible? Thank you. They were terrified and are frightened and supposed that they had seen a spirit. 38. Want to go? And he said unto them, "Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts?" Say, "Pleasing God starts from my thinking." Thank you. Romans 2:15. Because we show the works of the law. Okay, please open. Let me not rush. I'm almost there. Romans 2:15. We show the works of the law. Lord, there is scriptures, okay? Written in their hearts. That means the intention of the scripture, which is faith. We show the works of the law, scriptures, written in their hearts, and their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts demean why accusing or excusing one another. Their thoughts. 1 Corinthians 3:20. Be fast. Just two more. 1 Corinthians 3:20. Two more scriptures I'll be done. 1 Corinthians 3:20. And again, the Lord knoweth the what? The thoughts. Say the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Okay, lastly, Hebrews 4:12. Thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. The thoughts they are thinking. Oh, glory to God. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God, come on, let me wait for you. Thank you. Want to go, guys? For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the hearts. Hallelujah. So, please, nobody is stronger than his thoughts. You think unwholesomely to your leaders, you will act it out. No one is stronger than his thoughts. For instance, to believe the gospel starts from the thoughts. So also to love one another starts from the same, from the thoughts. Hallelujah. Say to believe the gospel starts from thinking. Same way to love one another. How do I love my neighbor as myself? It starts from your thinking. Your thinking. Glory to God. It starts from your thinking. Oh. So I have to tell your neighbor, like, you have to look at somebody eyeball to eyeball. Eyeball. Don't look at me. And also tell me. Eyeball to eyeball. Say, tell him or her, think well about me. Tell the one that refused to tell you the first one. Tell him, think good things about me. Look for someone else. Hey. Tell someone else. Say, anticipate good things about me. Henry T, I think you should tell me that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tell that first, the first person, your first, your first love. Tell your first love. Oh God. Say, put me in your love corner. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tell your second victim. Say, create a chamber of forgiveness in your heart and put me in the center. Go back. A chamber of forgiveness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So you can never be at your best spiritually when you allow unwholesome thoughts to remain there. No. Don't backbite whom you ought to love. Don't. Don't. Now that your heart has been sanctified by the offering of Jesus, put Christ there. Let this might be in you that is also in Christ. Therefore, put yourself in the position to love and to serve. I will take that again. You can never be at your best spiritually when you allow unwholesome thoughts to be there. So now that your heart has been sanctified by the offering of Jesus, put the same Jesus in your mind. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ. Meaning, put yourself in the same position as Christ to love and to serve. Glory. That means a vendetta communication. Communication of vendetta. A communication of eye for an eye must not be heard in your mouth. Don't say, I cannot forgive him. Don't say, I forgive him, I cannot forget. Learn this from Pastor Nenka clearly. He said, unrestored relationship is a proof of unforgiveness. That means I've forgiven you, but I can never relate with you like that in that thing again. Is a proof of unforgiveness. I practiced that myself. Remember there was the man that helped me to get my first car. Gave me all the money complete. I didn't know the road he passed. He took the car through. He just came here. Gave me some fake papers. And I gave me all the money complete. I was just on this or when I rode close to Akure one day. And the customs stopped me. And I said, I think that was when you were coming from. Isn't I preparing for a layout in Ado? I said, my papers are complete. I was on the road for hours. I was just bragging that nothing. Complete papers. Said that I should call who sold it for me. The brother was a brother in the faith, served together in the gospel, in the same, served together, did everything together. And then I called him that custom. Just say, but you said, gave you this money complete. What happened? He said, please, I beg, don't allow them to carry the car away. Settle them anything you can settle them. What? You know, custom, you know, they don't take 10K. When I forgave him, or because I forgave him, he got me another car. I gave him another money. Go and look for another car. That was for my mom. To say, now, I, not that is, no, that is not really wise in business world, okay? Get me right, though. I am just training myself. I don't even say you should do that. But I just use that to train myself that, hey, even the one that has wronged me, I can yet trust again. Amen, amen. We do ourselves at most times when we boycott previous relationship people because of what he did. I say, well, I would never relate with you as touching. Don't have that. Even if you don't, even if you don't give him the money from that one, don't say it in your heart and don't say it with your mouth that I cannot do it. Because it will start building an empire of unforgiveness in your heart as touching others. Do you get that? That means, I'm not, even if, when you don't relate with that person again in such regard, don't say you will not do it. Or don't say if situations warrant it, you will not do it. Once you start affirming that, what is happening? You'll be building an empire of sludges in your heart of bitterness. Hallelujah. You can trust again. You can love again. Hallelujah. Say, I can trust again. I can love again. I can respect again. I can honor again. Especially in ministry. Never say it. Never say it. He has done this. He has done that. That's the end. Even as God forgave you, same way, do the same. Say, vendetta, communication pattern, will not be funny in my mouth. I am full of love. I am born of love. So, think well of others. Don't say, I cannot forgive. Don't say, I forgive, I cannot forget. Think well of others. Come on, tell somebody again. Say, when I forgive you, I have forgotten it. Say, that implies I will not use previous actions to relate with you. I'm saying you will not use previous faults. That's what I mean. Amen, amen. If you have a diary of faults, I beseech you by the mercy of God, go home and burn it. If you have a diary where you wrote the guy that cheated you in 1980 and the one that did in 2018, how many years apart? 1980? Only one person is old that enough in this house. Hallelujah. Who's that? Anything I cannot explain. Hallelujah. Praise God. Take it off. Take it off. It won't help you. It's for you. It's for you. Remember when I was saying earlier in the other part, when I'm saying, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. The mercy you are receiving, from who? From God or from man? From man. How will you receive mercy? Because in showing mercy, you have taught mercy. In showing mercy, you have taught that person to have mercy. You have taught that person to love, to forgive, to pardon, to endure, to tolerate. Hallelujah. Somebody said that, well, in marriage, we have to, you check who are compatible, who are not compatible, who is this, who is a lion before, who is a bird before, who is a dove before, a dove and a lion cannot marry you, a sheep and a lion cannot marry you, who is a tortoise, who is this, who is choleric, who is sanguine, who is demonic, who is afrobatic, who is this, who is that? Guy, I am a pastor. All God gave me to sort all issues is love. Hallelujah. All God gave us in the world to solve all issues is love. Amen, amen. Love, forgiveness. Oh, glory to God. Say, I think well of my people at work. Say, I think well of my church members. Say, I think well of my leaders. Say, I think well of my pastor. Hallelujah. That means when, oh God. Okay, tell somebody behind you this time. That person behind you. Say, when I see you smile. Let your heart also be smiling. Hallelujah. Not seeing you smile while you tell others that, that girl is not, she's no good. She's no good. She's bad. She's just bad. Just bad. Amen. Praise God. Remember when you were in family house, that's what some people just say about my wife. That they say she's just, she can bully everybody. She's just bad. So I got to the house just to dislike her. Why? Rumors. I just say she's bad. Do you know what? When you hear such, when you see the man coming, you will see the thing on the you will see it. I can't forget that deal. And I saw her coming. I was on our escort's room, and she was coming from that gate behind. See her now. Only God knows where she's coming from now. See her. Why? Rumors. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. At times, the information of somebody comes to you, let it end there. Cut it. Don't be a channel. Channels of your spirit. Hallelujah. See, when we don't treat people well, when we carry false reports and more, some people will break down and will never recover again. That's the point. Some will break down and will never recover again. And it will be our fault. That maybe you have had people that such has been done to and they didn't break down. That doesn't mean we should continue. Some will never survive it. Not like him now, I've trained myself to I'm still doing it to be able to forgive anybody, any rat, anything, any cockroach. Oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm still learning forgiveness. I'm still learning to practice this more. So even those who don't deserve it, give them. Even people here that don't deserve it, give them. Hallelujah. I remember some people here came to tell me that even before they got to this church, that they warned them. That Omoba is a what? He has a fighting spirit. He's anti-father. He's bad. Just go to the church and just hear what. Don't take anything out. Don't go close. Not ESL. People told me that. That's what they told them. Amen. That's sad. That can describe people in ministry. That's sad. Amen, amen. And do you know what? We are not in 1980. We are in what we call communication age. Okay? Age where everything is fast. Where you will see a sales update from somebody in Yola right now. Somebody in Yola just created a sales update. And before 10 minutes, somebody in Port Harcourt is already posting the same thing. Are you with me? Have you seen the same joke or so on two different groups that are related before? Quickly, you wonder, is somebody in this group that needs somebody in this group? You just see somebody that needs 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 somebody. Just everything, just link. Hallelujah. I didn't know what happened that I said even our matter reached almost the big camps. There are these people. Abba. Say I think well of ministers of the gospel. So, of course, I trust you, but don't be a tool in the hand of the devil. No, no. This causes strife and distrust. What does it cause? This causes strife and distrust. Gist. It causes strife and distrust. You have to love, support, forgive. Don't form a council to destroy men. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you still remember what I read to you yesterday that Pastor Nenka wrote on Facebook? Can you read for me? Find it. Thank you. Find it. Yes, if you're, yes. Again, want to go, yes, guys? Let's take that again. Love, believe the best, and not the worst of people. Next. Again, let's read that. It does not exist over bad news. Next, yes. Come on, read it loud. It doesn't quickly believe bad reports about others. Next. Walk in love towards others. Hallelujah. Let your friends see Jesus in your heart. Show them love. Come on. Show them love. Yeah. They can't deny it. Let your church see heaven in your heart. Heaven in your heart. Hallelujah. You face your neighbor. I want to see Jesus in your heart. Show me love. Come on. Show me love. I can't deny. I can't deny. See. Jesus in your heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let your church see Jesus in your heart. Show love, come on.
Show them love. They can deny. Let your church see Jesus in your heart.
Jesus in your. Thank you. Just be on your feet, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just close your eyes, hold hands across. Let's just sing in the Holy Ghost. Come on. We show love. Shandamanare. That cannot be denied. Sabaladado. Securistic of Vidako Tatate. La kota kova la kabazata Zapole ketoli rase vola tatate Kepo la kasto govoli rate gevilante etota Rana ma zebele mana 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 zebele ma shete la dada Of the saints. That means if the saints are perfect, there is no need for the teaching ministry. Guys, we came from different backgrounds. Some of us have terrible childhood. It affected our character. Some of us, we don't really have so much love at home. It will affect us. Some of us, we grew up in worse environments, yet we are here for the gospel. It will take some of us longer time than some of you. Hallelujah. So you endure. You help, you love, you support.
I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't hurt you.
Rather than giving heed to hatred. We supply every need.
We supply every
glory. Subscribing to unforgiveness, we supply every need.
We supply every need.
Glory! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, we are full of God.
We are full of God.
We can supply every need.
We can supply every need.
We are well able. Say, one may be weak. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So when we have issues, it's a family affair. It started there, it ended, it ends here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say, I think well of my fellow Christian. Say, I don't think worst case scenario. I think best case scenario. So extend this tool to your people at work, okay? Extend this to your relationship, your family. Don't say, I don't call my mom, I don't call my dad. He did this. Shut up! God forgive you. Go and forgive. Go and do the same. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But in this place, we have no excuse not to love, not to walk in unity, not to forgive, not to endure. Hallelujah. For we are the ones that understand the love of God, and we are the ones that will show the same expression in our one-to-one conversation, in our one-to-one relationship. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We hold ourselves strong and we say none shall fall. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Thank you. So see you. That will be on Friday. We're going to have a vigil. That will be Friday, 9 o'clock. Just be here. Just be praying all through. Amen. Come here and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That means on Friday, if you know your neighbor, have a neighbor that sleeps during vigil, bring Nesca for your neighbor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Say, we are in the kingdom of heaven. Say, in this kingdom, love and forgiveness is king. Yeah.